Open up your Bible to Joshua chapter 3 this morning. Joshua chapter 3 and verse 4. Today we're going to talk about the Waymaker. Somebody in here needs to know the Lord can make a way, and we'll make a way. And He can make a way where there seems to be no way. And sometimes in our spiritual, in our natural eyesight, it looks like it's impossible. There's no way this could happen. The devil even makes us believe that it's too big for God to work through.
That's right.
And sometimes we just hang our heads and we get so discouraged, so distraught. And we just want to give up, cave in, and quit. And even at some time we say, you know, if God was real, He would have done something a long time ago.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
But God is our way maker.
Amen.
He allows us at times to even be led to the dead end streets of life. He allows us to get to the dead end, so when we get to the dead end, and when it looks so impossible that only He can be glorified, when He kicks the door in.
Amen.
When He makes a way.
That's right.
In Joshua chapter 3, verse 4, the Word of God says, "Yet there shall be a space between you and it, about 2,000 cubits by measure. Do not come near it, that you may know the way by which you must go, for you have not passed this way before." What I want to talk to you about today is you have not passed this way before. There's a lot of things in life, and life sometimes can throw some curveballs at us.
Yeah.
We, as a Christian that's been born again for a long time, have lived by faith for a long time, sometimes we think there's nothing new under the sun, that we know how to handle about anything.
That's right.
But I tell you, life has a way of changing and shifting, and it can take you in a direction that you ain't never been before.
Amen.
It'll throw something at you that you ain't never passed by before.
That's right.
That you have no experience in.
That's right.
And in those times, you only have one way, you should only turn one in one direction, and that is to the Lord.
Amen.
And trust in Him. Trust in His faithfulness. Trust in His character. Trust in His love. Trust in His word.
That's right.
But trust in the Lord, because no matter what new journey, new path, or new shift is going on in your life, listen, the Lord has been there.
Amen.
He has all wisdom and all knowledge. He knows how to work it out, figure it out. You don't have to worry about figuring it out.
Amen.
He can make a way.
Amen.
This morning. So the children of Israel they have already been through some tough times.
That's right.
They were living in Egypt for 430 years of bondage, making bricks and building things for the Egyptians. They were in slavery. They were in bondage. They didn't have much of a life. They were just slaves for 430 years.
That's right.
But God sent Moses and told Moses to go in and tell Pharaoh to let my people go. So Moses obeyed God, and God did mighty signs and wonders and miracles, and by a mighty outstretched hand of God, God brought them out of that bondage of 430 years. Nobody thought that could happen, but God made it happen because He's all powerful.
Amen.
And then, after He finally gets Pharaoh decides to let them go, give them permission to leave. Well, all the children of Israel and Moses leads them through out of Egypt into the wilderness. And I can imagine once they get out into the wilderness, they probably like, wow, we are finally free. It's finally over. Thank you, Lord, for what you have done. You have brought us out of this bondage that we thought there was no way out, but you are the way maker and you brought us out. Here we are in the wilderness. We can finally take a break. We can finally rest. We know that Everything gonna be fine now. But then all of a sudden, as they get to the wilderness, they get to a place that God has led them to a dead end.
Amen.
A dead end.
That's right.
And when they come to their dead end, there is a sea, the Red Sea in front of them. On their left is a huge mountain. On their right is a huge mountain. And there they are, and they're stuck. And all of a sudden, they hear all of Pharaoh's army. The sound of horses running. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of horses. And the Egyptian army are coming with the horses and their chariots. And they're coming with fire in their eyes, hate and murder in their spirit. They are coming to annihilate, kill all of the Israelites.
Sorry.
Coming to kill them. Well, I said, he didn't say that right. I got a walking dictionary on me. Hallelujah. Ain't y'all glad the preacher don't have to be perfect? That makes me relaxed. Hallelujah. Anyhow, Pharaoh is coming to destroy all of the children of Israel. They are stuck in a rock and a hard place. There's nowhere to go. They have no weapons to fight with. The army looks like they're fixing to just die overnight. They've been brought out of Egypt, and they began to get in fear. And they said, well, were there no graves in Egypt that we could have just died there? Why did we have to go through all this to come out here and die in the middle of a wilderness? Why, God? And God speaks to Moses. As Moses stands there as their leader, he's looking at the sea. He's looking at the mountains. He hears the sound of the army coming. And God speaks to Moses. Moses! Yes, Lord. What's that in your hand? He had a staff. He said, well, stretch out that staff over that water. And whenever he did, the waters split. Children of Israel walked through on dry ground. A pillar of fire is holding back the Egyptians from coming. As all the children of Israel walked through on dry ground, they can't move. Once they get through, God removes the pillar of fire. The Egyptians come running through, and God begins to knock their chariot wheels off. Then they get them in the midst of the Red Sea, and God lets the water come back. All of the Egyptians, all the trouble that Israel had been fearing, got washed upon the shore. What happened? When there seemed to be no way, in the middle of chaos, hallelujah, God was still there, led them to a dead end, and opened it up and made a way where there seems to be no way.
Amen.
Where in your life today, no matter what you've been through or what you're going through, there's going to be times in your life when you come to a shift in your life.
That's right.
There's going to be some change that's going to take place in your life. And there's going to be some places that and times to where you're going to wonder, how, God, can you do this? Because in your mind, you can't figure it out. It's way too big how God can do it. But if you can just trust Him in the midst of all hell going on, God can make a way where there seems to be no way. And remember, and now over in Joshua, God takes them out. They've been camping by the River Jordan. And Joshua is leading now. Moses has died. And they come to the place, and God said, go tell them tomorrow that we're moving out. And he said, I want you to tell them to follow the priest. The priests are going to have the Ark of the Covenant on their shoulders. And when they begin to move, and whenever the priest with the Ark of the Covenant step into that Jordan River, when the priest step into the water, the water is going to part. And he said, I want y'all to know that y'all fixing to cross this river. He said, but I want you to know you ain't never passed this way before. Never. They thought they had seen it all. Sometimes we think we have seen it all.
That's right.
But I'm telling you, there's some things that can come into our life we haven't seen yet.
That's right.
But it don't matter what it looks like. It don't matter what's going on. We just got to remember God can make a way where there seems to be no way. I'm talking to somebody this morning that needs to know God's going to make a way for you.
Amen.
Don't think about the problem. Don't think about how big it is. Don't listen to the lies of the devil. Just keep your eyes on the Ark of the Covenant. Keep your eyes on Jesus, because that is your key to, hallelujah, making the right decision to go the right way. Follow the Lord. He knows the way. Jesus said in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man come to the Father unless he come by me. Remember, Jesus said, I am the way. He's not a way. He is the way. Hallelujah. There is not another way. Buddha is not the way. Hallelujah. Muhammad is not the way. All the Hindu gods are not another way. There is only one way into the kingdom of the living God. And Jesus said, I am that way. Amen.
Amen.
The way.
Amen.
I got to thinking about the change that can take place in our life. And I got to thinking about situations in mine and Sophie's life that we had went through. And one of the things I thought about was, before I was saved, I was drinking and drugging, and we were dating. She started dating me, and I knew she was a Christian girl, but I was way far from that. I believed in the Lord. I wasn't nowhere close to living for the Lord.
That's right.
I would go to church every now and then. Prophesied I'd be a preacher one day when I was a little boy, but I had got so far away from that that I didn't know that the Lord was even interested in me anymore. I got so far from the Lord. But she made a phone call. We were talking one day, and I was had come in. It was about 9 o'clock or so in the evening, and I picked up the phone, called her. We were talking. She lived in Douglas, Georgia. I was living up here in Madison now. And she said, I had a dream about you last night. I said, yeah. You know, being 3 sheets or 7 sheets in under the wind, you kind of, yeah, you had a dream. Now, this is spiritual now. I ain't used to hearing spiritual stuff. She said, I had a dream about you last night. I said, okay, tell me about it. And she began to tell me, she said, I seen you at a four-way intersection, four-way stop. And she said, you're standing there on the street corner. And she said, you're looking left and right and all these directions. And she said, you look so lost, so lost. And she said, I heard the Lord say, it's crucial that you make the right decision. And while she was, what the Lord had showed her was prophetic in my life. It was me and what was going on, but spiritually, I was. She said, you're on that street corner, you look so empty and so lost. That was where I was at in the spiritual realm. I was so lost, I didn't know the way. I'm looking left, I'm looking right, I'm looking behind me. And the Spirit of the Lord told her, it's crucial you choose the right way. And man, I act like that didn't bother me. But for weeks, as weeks went by and months went by, every time I tried to go out and drink and do things, it was not normal anymore. That dream had shaken me up. God began to use that thing to show me where I was at with him. And I didn't have a clue which way to go. But when I sat in the living room, the Lord came and he began to convict me of my sins, of my life, and I gave in and I asked Jesus to come into my life. Sophie led me to the Lord. That's the day I met the way.
Yeah.
And ever since then, hallelujah, Jesus has had a journey for me and Sophie and our family and this church. It's not something that we ever come to know it all or figured it all out. We're still learning as we go. The transition is still shifting from time to time. And I remember when you do your best to raise your kids the best you can, right? And once you do that, you try to put them in a position to win or to be victorious in life. Because we know as parents, coming up, all of us had a different lifestyle, different parents, different ways of being brought up. But life, we all know, life has its own challenges.
Amen.
And life ain't always going to be easy.
That's right.
I tried, and me and Sophie tried, to raise our children to be victorious when they came into the age of being on their own, making their own decision, not me making them, but they have to make their own decision. I'm trying to prepare them for that day. And when you actually take that out of your hands and put it in their hands, you come into a place you ain't never been before.
That's right.
And you saying, child, you got to make these decisions. You have been taught. You got to do that. But it's so hard for us sometimes to take our hands off the reins.
That's right.
And say, child, now you got to do this.
Right.
And you, this is the place you ain't never been before. So I remember taking Haley. Me and Sophie, we took Haley. She wanted to go to college and about off the state. So we let her make that decision. We didn't tell her she couldn't. We let her make the decision. She wants to go to about off the state. Okay. All right. You're 18 now. You graduated. The ball's in your court. Me and Mama is standing back. But we ain't never been this way before. Be like, I know Sophie now more than me. She like to make sure they making the right decision. And that's a good mama. But there's time when you ain't been that way before, you have to take a seat back and watch things unfold. And I remember when we took her furniture down there and we helped her get in that dorm, and we were fixing to leave this baby in Valdosta. And when after we got her in and we said our prayers, and on the way back, Sophie cried all the way back from Valdosta all the way back to Madison. All the way back, just crying. And, you know, I'm sitting there like, oh my goodness. But we're finding ourselves, we ain't been this way before. This is the first time you leave a baby somewhere. You bring them, you kind of like a mother hen, you keep them under you for so long, but after a while, you got to be like the eagle. Once you get those little eaglets to a certain age, sometimes you just have to watch them fly off. Amen? But that is uncommon ground, uncharted territory when you haven't been there before. And life is going to always bring that sooner or later. If you haven't been through it, you will.
Amen.
Just remember, you got to keep your eyes on the Lord.
Amen.
And help Him navigate, because He knows the path. He knows the way. And if you'll keep your eyes on Jesus, you'll be able to you'll come out okay.
Amen.
But you got to remember, sometimes you got to take your hands off and just follow Him.
Amen.
It's hard to take a step back.
That's right.
It's hard to turn them loose. But sometimes that's the only choice we have. And we got to know that God knows the way. He knows the outcome. He knows what's going to happen here. But sometimes we just have to step back, put it in the Lord's hands, say, I'm following you, Lord. I trust you, Lord. I trust your word. I trust your faithfulness, Lord. Everything going to work out okay. In God's timing. Amen. I think about Jesus when He walked on this earth. He helped so many people. He made a way for people that the doctors couldn't do it, the lawyers couldn't do it, the bankers couldn't do it. Nobody could do it. But when He came, He set Mary Magdalene free from 7 demons.
That's right.
He made a way for her where she didn't have to be demonized day in and day out. Demons torture people. Jesus made a way to bring deliverance to her. The lady with the issue of blood that had been bleeding for 13 years, the doctor said, I can't do anything else for you. And she got worse, worse, and worse. But then she met Jesus, the Waymaker. She touched Him. His anointing touched her. She got healed. He made a way when the doctor said, I can't do it.
That's right.
I'm telling y'all, we are serving a way maker.
Amen.
We are serving a God that can give us breakthroughs after breakthroughs.
Right.
We just got to remember, in the hardest times of our life, we got to know where to turn to. And we got to look at Him, trust Him, rely on Him, and stay focused
Amen.
On Him. And you will make it through the other side.
That's right.
Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Life is so unpredictable.
Amen.
Unpredictable. Everything can be going right, Bart, in your life. You can be, woo, glory, hallelujah. And in 10 seconds, you can get a phone call that can shift everything.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
You can be feeling good.
Amen.
And in 10 seconds, your heart can be beating 150 seconds. 50 seconds a second. A minute. That would be something. 150 beats per second. Woo! But God made a way.
That's right.
That's my message this morning. He's gonna make a way for somebody.
That's right.
He's gonna make a way, Janie. He's gonna make a way, Ruth. Jeremy, he's gonna make a way. Beverly, he's gonna make a way. Richard, he's gonna make a way.
Amen.
Them needs, he's gonna make a way.
Amen.
Doctor, he wants to peel you back, he say, whoa, look in here, I can't do nothing with this. But Jesus said, oh, that ain't nothing for me.
Amen.
I'll make a way, Richard. I'll make a way. When Debbie was locked out that door, my goodness, finally said, Jesus, open this door. Boom! The door came open. That's the way maker showed up. He has a way of showing up, and when he shows up, he shows out.
Amen.
Everybody has to admit, man, only he could do that. Everybody standing outside that door that day had to admit, I didn't have nothing to do with that. I didn't even feel no gust of wind. That thing just supernaturally flung open. Boom! The Waymaker showed up. The Waymaker's going to show up in your lives this week. Amen? He's going to show up, do something for you. Can't nobody else on this planet do it but the Waymaker. Stand with me this morning. Hallelujah. This morning, if you've been viewing by media, it was our honor to come into your home. We love you. And if you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, reach out to Jesus. He is the Savior of the world. He has made the way for you to spend eternity in the kingdom of God. There is no other way. All you have to do is believe in Jesus Christ. You have to confess with your mouth that He's Lord. Hallelujah. Believe that He died on the cross and rose from the dead. If you shall believe, you shall be saved. Hallelujah. We got some mission trips coming up in August. And also in September, we're going to Africa in August. We're going to Cambodia and Thailand in September. We could use your help if you'd like to sow a seed into this ministry to win the lost in the unreached areas of this world. We would love to have your help. Please pray about sowing a seed and helping this ministry cross the waters, cross the rivers of this world, and save the lost. We love you. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in.